You guys, welcome to Make It Make Sense. We are your hosts. My name is Sheba.
And your girl, Niche. And here on Make It Make Sense, we're going to be discussing self-help.
We're going to definitely go over some current events that's happening.
We're going to address mental health issues as well.
You guys, we got a new segment that we're going to bring in this season. It's going to be world news.
And we're also going to tackle some general topics.
Make sure you stay tuned for the dope special guest that we're going to bring in along the way as well. Strap in. Make sure that you stay tuned for the topic, guys. You're tuning in to Make It Make Sense. You're tuning in to make it make sense. You're here.
Okay.
We're here.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's get it.
Recording in progress. What's up, peoples? This is Nisha and Sheba in the building. Thank you guys for joining us once again for Make It Make Sense. You guys, I'm excited tonight because I don't have to be a debutante. I don't have to be on point. I'm going to be like super laid back, okay? As laid back as I can show you. And Miss Nisha's in the building. What's going on, love?
What's poppin', family? Nothing's really going on. Like, I'm with Sheba. Like, this is pretty much going to be a laid-back, funny, fun night. So,
right.
Look, y'all about to laugh. I know it. We always...
I hope so. That is the goal. If you don't leave here laughing at least one time, we ain't doing our job. Right. Because I love to laugh. I wish I could make you laugh like you was really a friend of mine, but I can't get that real with you, so... But I love you. Listen, quick news shout out today. If you guys don't know who Naomi Osaka is, she is an amazing tennis player. I believe African background and also Japanese heritage as well. It's a mixture. It doesn't matter, but I figure I'd show, throw that out because she was a big force in Black Lives Matter movement in the tennis world and things of that nature, making moves. She is a number two player. I believe she is ranked number two, beat Serena Williams 2018. So that's when her name got out there. And then she ended up winning, I believe, the Australian right after that. So, you know, she brought in $38 million in a year. So she was the number one female or the highest paid female. And with that, with the numbers that she brought in, but I love her. She has made moves with this mental health thing. And I'm gonna ask what you think about this, Nisha, in just a minute. But pretty much what happened is the French Open, you guys, is coming up. Shout out to all of the tennis fans. I'm a tennis fan, all right? But French Open is coming up and she said she decided to not do the interview afterwards because she did label it mental health concern because of how it makes you feel and the pressures of all of that if you're the loser, right? If you're the loser and all of these questions that you're throwing at me and everyone is watching and you want me to say the political correct thing, but I'm not there. You understand? Like, failure is not fun. I think it's necessary for success. She's not at where she's at for a reason, right? She's there for a reason. She's great at, she's exceptional at what she does. But she decided to opt out of that and pay that $15,000 fine that comes along with not doing the after interview. Now, because there was issues with that, whoever's on whatever board, whatever important people behind the scenes made a decision, a few days later, she opted out of doing the French Open altogether. So she's no longer doing it because I guess they tried to make her do it. I don't really know what happened with that, but she took the fine and she's out of there, right? That's a stance. That's a stance for me. And so what do you think about that, Ma?
Honestly, I 100% agree with her decision. It's her decision. You know what I'm saying? We as fans of these athletes get caught up in what we want to see and forget that they are people as well. So shout out to her because I know that had to be really hard to do, especially knowing that you got a chance to win this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, I'm all for standing up for what you believe in and not just folding because people tell you you have to do something. So I think that's super dope. I think that more people should take that road as well. as far as just standing up for yourself and what you believe in and not allowing other people to influence your decisions.
Man, beautifully said. I agree completely. You know, I'm seeing people that had something to say about her classifying mental health with that. And why wouldn't that be mental health? Why wouldn't that, why wouldn't that cause me to have some issues? You know, I've always thought it was harsh for people to have to do those interviews. Of course, the viewers, we want to see that. We want to see what their response is and how they're dealing with losing and things of that nature. And but being the person that has to do it, I can see how that would be destructive for me. For me to try to keep myself together, to not break down, for question after question after question after question after, you know what I'm saying? And for you to want me to be nice, I can see how that's a lot. I agree completely. And she's not the first athlete that has opted not to do it afterwards. They just cop that fine and pay that fine. Serena Williams was all for it, you know, and it, as you said, it doesn't matter who's for it. If this is what she wants to do, then respect that and let's move on and let's not criticize her, because right now everybody in this cancel culture, man, come on now, because she has her opinion, everyone is entitled to that. If she says $15 ain't nothing and that's change for her, then respect that and not be so consumed about what we want to hear about her loss and what shot. And I wouldn't even remember that. I wouldn't remember a shot. I'm like, they'd be specific when you were this second set for you know, love 30, what were you thinking? I don't know what I was thinking. I don't even know what I'm thinking now. I wouldn't know how to answer that. So you guys, I had just really had to do a quick shout out for her, because for her to first make the stand and then to not cave in to whatever decision they made, and she just said, you know, whatever, I'm a fan. Okay, so good luck on her and her future endeavors. Now check this out, fam. This is what we're doing today. Ladies, kings, queens, princesses, whoever's listening today, we're doing, oh, which one did we say? We're going to be playing a game today, and it's going to be this or that, either or, you know, that type of vibe. Okay. Now I was trying to figure out, do I want to just give you all the questions at one time, or do I want this back and forth?
Do back and forth.
You want back and forth? Okay, cool. Okay, cool. You want to start?
Start.
You want me to start? Of course you want me to start. Y'all can't see my face though. All right, cool. Let me do this. Here we go. First one for me. Quickie, or do we like foreplay?
Foreplay.
Quickie foreplay. What?
Foreplay.
What? Don't underestimate a quickie.
Well, quickie is okay too, but shit, I mean, that ain't the first thing I'm going for.
You want to be romanced and dined and
about romance per se. It's like I literally just said, this thing, it's like you gotta heat it up. You can't just jump off.
That is true. That is true.
But quickie is okay too. But if I had to choose, it's gonna be foreplay first.
I can dig it. So would I. Listen, I'm tripping on you. But so would I. I like to get in the mood. Right. But a quickie is still okay. Sometimes it's quickie, that's all you can do. If you got kids and stuff going on in your life, sometimes that's all you can. Oh my gosh, I'm thinking about a show that I listened to the other day when it was like lazy sex. Lazy sex, where you going to the side, you just lay to the side in the bed. And he was so mad about the lazy sex. I don't know where I heard that from, but yeah, I'm down with that. I'm down with that. Hit me with it. Hit me with it.
All right. So oral or penetration?
This, man, I almost said something. Look, I almost stuttered. Y'all ain't hear that. I remember penetration. What was my other?
Oral.
I need some penetration in my life. I just said this a couple weeks ago. Like, oral is cool. I hate to say that it's overrated, because I don't think that it is. I don't think it's over. I just think I don't know what I think about that. I've never, that's a whole nother thing. I'm not going to get into that. But yes, penetration over oral for me. Yes.
All right. Your next question.
Dressing up or dressing down? Comfort over glam.
Dress up. If I'm going
to dress up.
Yeah, girl, I love to dress up. More opportunities to do that.
I know, right? My thing is, when am I going to do it?
Right.
You know, which is why I'm extra going to 7-Eleven. Like, I'm extra good. I'm glitter going to 7-Eleven. Like, where are you going? Up the road? yeah, definitely a glamour. But you surprised me with that. I know you like to dress up. See, you guys, you don't really know. But the first time I really see, let me take that back. It's been a couple that I really seen her just really go in on her look. And one, by far my fave, was the red dress. She had a red dress on, giving you Marilyn Monroe vibes. If you remember the white dress Marilyn Monroe got famous for, picture that in a red dress, but it's not short, it's long.
Yeah.
So it's something like that. But when I first seen her in it, I thought she looked amazing. If you check out, look, I'm going to throw this in here. Shout out if you check out the YouTube channel, which is Make It Make Sense, the podcast on YouTube. You will see this because that is the feature photo. That's the introduction with me. So you'll see what I'm talking about. But yeah, I love when she dresses up. And my second fave was the white dress. She knows, you don't know, but she bust a white dress. She was going out, having a girl's night out that she hadn't had in a very long time. It was well deserved. And she looked really, really, really good in that. And so on. Love the glam look on you. Okay, cool.
All right. So would you rather clog the toilet on your first date or on your first day of a new job?
Because my clog is bad,
And that's why I picked this one.
I knew she did. Listen, I got Dorothy shoes. Listen, you guys, I've had some horrible. Listen, and this stems from some stuff I had going on, some medical issues I had going on some years ago. But ever since I've had those surgeries for my appendicitis, I wore colostomy bags. Y'all don't know. If you don't know what that is, that's where you're wearing bags outside of your stomach and you're having to use a restroom through that bag. And I was fortunate enough to have it reversed about a year or some change later. I was very excited because I thought I had to live with that forever. But anyway, if you've never been around someone like that, colostomies, ileostomies, things like that, they smell horrible. Like, we all know that number two is bad for everybody, but this is a whole nother scale of horrible. This is like I was telling Nish about my son today. I came out the room and I smelled funk. He was in a whole nother side of the house. I was like, what? So that's what it smelled like. But anyway, let me get back to this. First day or at work, man, at work. And let me say why. At work, I probably would quit. If I did what I do at a job for the first day, I wouldn't be back. When I leave out of there, if I can't hold it together, and probably I can't. I probably can't today. You know, if I can't hold it together and everything just go haywire up in there and people walking in, I ain't gonna walk out till they walk out. And then I'm walking out. Then, because the bathroom is dead for the day. Everybody coming in is dead for the day. Yeah. I took some pictures, you guys. I was on a truck with the hub. This is real. I took a picture of my current status at the time, which I was trucker life. If y'all don't know that, trucker life is serious. So we couldn't pull over at a store or none of that. And I had to use bathroom in that truck, old school. And I'm sitting on, this seems like it's a bit much, but anyway, let me not go into that. I took a photo of my feet. And my feet, I had Dorothy shoes on. Y'all know Wizard of Oz, Dorothy shoes, but they weren't pretty. These was the old school mama shoes.
I'm still laughing. thinking about what that picture looked like.
And I had socks on. That's what killed it. It was the socks, the thick socks with that.
Like, going to...
You got to know the background. If you ain't laughing, it's because you don't know the background. You don't know the story behind it. Yeah. I don't feel comfortable telling the story right now. I will at some point, but not right now. But I was showing her a picture of my feet because that was the current stance I was in, trying to do this. The question we was talking about, doing that, and she died. And I know she was going to die because everybody I sent it to died. Literally. They was like, what? Mm. Anyway, yeah. Because the first date, both of them bad.
Yeah,
you can't
live one of those down. It's just like, I can't never see you again.
Right. He wouldn't want me no more. Look, if I disclose that on the first date, it's a done deal. It's over. You're like, you know what? I can't do this. Mar can't do this. All right, cool. You got me with that one. That's, man. All right, cool. Significant other with money, broke true love. Girl, you going out of here broke until you leave this world.
Look, they said they was broke. I ain't.
Shame on that.
Gotta ask the right questions.
Right. Well, she said, I didn't say I was gonna be broke, but okay, cool. I can. That's a handle to that. Yeah, I would pick that too. Yeah, I would pick that too. But we gonna work on getting some money. Right. We're gonna work on getting some dough, you guys. All right, mommy, what you got?
Give up sex or give up food?
What? Sex is gone. What? And I won't be laying on my back or ride nothing else anymore. Cause your girl like to eat. You understand me? I got a grub. What? Why wasn't that hard for me? Because I love the other two.
Yeah, exactly.
But you tell me I can't eat no more collard greens. I can't have no more chicken. Girl, leave that man at the house. Let's go eat. I had to mute myself, guys. Listen, what would you pick? What would you do?
I would have to pick the other one. I would have to pick yours because I can't fuck on an empty stomach.
Like, that's funny. Right.
Like, it's all right if I'm hungry today, but damn. Oh,
geez, that was hilarious, y'all. She said, I can't do nothing on an empty. Me neither. I am not happy.
On my mind. Right. I'm hangry as hell. You talking about have some sex.
Right. And my stomach ain't curled up. I can't do that. Oh, that was funny. And it was funny enough to where I didn't show you how funny it was. I was like, look, I know how to do for myself. Listen.
Right.
Why I'm full.
You gotta ask the right questions. They say you couldn't do it at all.
That's funny. Here we go. Oh no, I got that mixed up. I was thinking about the other one. All right. Natural hair, perm hair.
Natural hair. I miss my perm for sure.
Me too. But I ain't gonna lie, I do miss my perm.
Hair is so much healthier that it's not as natural. So yeah, natural hair for me. Education or money?
Man, education. I can get money with education at some point. So knowledge is everything for me. All right, we're gonna close it out. I'm about to close it out. This is a triple. Still gotta pick one though.
Dang.
I know, right? I know. It's hard. Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Ooh, listen. Let me tell y'all why this ain't gonna be hard for me. Because Sir Amazon gets all my coins, okay? When Amazon was like, I can get anything I want tomorrow, I was like, I want it. So Yeah, Amazon for me, that was not hard.
Yeah, that was, I would have to say, if I had my choice, I would have to say Amazon. But you know what? Walmart, Wally World is right. Listen, Niche, know I go to Wally World almost every day.
If you want to talk to you before a good conversation, call her on the way to Walmart.
Girl, yes.
Laugh when she get in there because she going to talk to everybody.
Yeah, I'm hey loving everybody. Can I kiss the baby? I'm that chick you run into. Like, let me tap. Can I hold your baby? Yeah, you can go shop. I got her. It's that one. It's like, is this chick crazy? I'm not though. I'm that one. Okay, cool. You got a last follow up or what?
Would you rather know when you would die or know when your spouse would die?
Ooh, that's a good one, but not good, but good. Wow. My spouse. Yeah, I would like to know when my spouse will leave. Now listen, I don't want to know when I leave because it would mess with me.
Yeah. But I think the other would make you paranoid too.
It would, but I don't have a choice. I got to pick one or the other. So it was like me or the spouse. For me, the spouse, because you know, yeah, because not me. So I had to go with the spouse. That would be hard. If I could do none, I would do none. But because the game is what it is, I got to pick one. Yeah, I would have to go with the spouse. Really, because I'm a planner. And I'd be thinking about how to plan and how to prep the kids and how to live and survive without him here and income and all. You know, that's why I picked that. Because I would. Because I do that now. I don't know when he's leaving, but I'm always thinking about if he's not here, you know, what to do. So, yeah, you guys, this one was super chill, super cool. Man, we got to do this again.
Yeah.
But please stay tuned for the other one, because I promise you it's going to be a little bit better. It's going to be a little bit better than this one, because you know, there's going to be some delirious in there and some alcohol. And anytime you bring those in there, truths are coming out.
Yep.
Okay. But, you know, we appreciate you. We love you guys really, really for growing with us, for tuning in to some of our important topics and then some of our foolishness. Okay. You got anything you want to close out on, Mom?
I don't. Just thank you guys for tuning in. As Sheba said, the next one is going to be hilarious. So make sure that you are here, okay? Because
Stay tuned for that. Please stay tuned for that. Make sure you come back and drop in for that there. I wish we could, I say this a lot, I wish we could do a live like session, like a live Zoom session where we got like maybe 4 or 5 members in here.
Yeah.
You know, that can see that. That may be something we want to try to do. That means we would have to like pre-record our pre-date show so that we can have that in. But anyway, you guys, until the next time, be kind, be a blessing to someone, and we're out for the night. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Make It Make Sense.
You guys, make sure that you support us, subscribe to the channel, make sure that you share this with everybody that you know as well.
And if this is your first time checking in with us, we want to welcome you. If you've been here before, we want to thank you for being loyal to us and for coming back.
We are out, guys. Until the next time, stay blessed, be a blessing. Peace.